This morning we're talking about the Caring and Sharing Association, or CASA for short, and I should be joined live on the phone by a very special person, Alice Wall. Alice, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the radio. You're live to all of North East Dublin.
I'm in charge.
Yeah, my name is George. Alice, first of all, can you tell us about the Caring and Sharing Association and why it's so important to you?
Well, I joined it when I was in 1982.
Okay, 1982, wow. And you've been a member ever since, yeah?
Yeah.
So what is the Caring and Sharing Association, Alice, and what does it do for you?
The Caring and Sharing Association in Norman, like in Norman land, we don't have COVID.
Okay.
We go out of, we have socials during the, like, socials, like.
And so you have social nights out, do you? Do you party with the CASA?
Social kind of days out, like, and that kind of thing. Like, we would have a social day, like, and the social day would consist of, like, cups of tea first and sandwiches, and then we would have only be chatting, and then we'd have math, and then we would have disco and stuff like that, and tea and that, and like we'd have, like, we'd be having a chat and having a dance and a disco and stuff like that.
So can you tell us, Alice, how has COVID affected the way you live now? Because it's affected everybody, and I can only imagine that you know, you've been affected quite badly this year. How are you coping with COVID, Alice?
Nursing home, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And I go out 2 days into for, I meant to go out 2 days into for half a day. And because of the COVID, I can't do that either.
Okay, so what do you do now during the day, Alice? Is, like, there anything you can do?
I listen to there's normally activities in the day centre, but I listen to talking books and music, and that I look at Netflix. Because on my tablet at the moment, so that kind of thing is keeping me busy.
So you listen to talking books and you look at Netflix. So can you tell us what talking books have you been enjoying, Alice?
There's a load of them. Like, the list would be too long to tell you, right?
And what have you been looking at on Netflix?
Everything and anything. A lot of times, they are nice. But, like,
so can you tell us exactly what does CASA, the Caring and Sharing Association, mean to you? How have they enriched your life?
Oh, it means an awful lot. Like, when I did, I wouldn't have made, like, I wouldn't have made the friends that are still in contact with me today, like, you know, like, the friends that I have today, I wouldn't have met them, like, at all, like, and, even with Paul, like, a lot of them have kept in touch with me and stuff, and, like, when I had COVID myself, like, I was in Beaumont Hospital at one stage.
And so you've made loads of friends as well, I hear.
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah, you're quite popular, Alice, I hear. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
So can you tell us what nursing home you're in at the moment? And so now, obviously, we're still in COVID and we can't go out and meet people and we can't go to the cinema anymore, we can't go to restaurants anymore, we can't go to nightclubs anymore. How big of an effect has COVID been to you, Alice?
Oh, God, a lot, like, because my sister and myself, like,
okay,
used to go, like, any chance we got, we used to go shopping, and I mean, that kind of thing. We used to bring my mother with us as well, and my father, like, as well, like, but because of COVID, we can't do that. So, like, I do a lot of stuff online and ring them and WhatsApp them and stuff like that. So, like, many of my friends, many of the people that I know would be on Facebook and WhatsApp, and these people touch with me through that way. And, like, if I didn't have one or two people that are still even in touch with me through that, like,
I think we'd all be lost now if it wasn't for things like WhatsApp and all of that kind of stuff and Zoom, where we can get to see each other as well on phones. It's just amazing.
I'd be extra stuck without the money. You know what I mean?
I do, I do. But you know something, Alice? You know, we will get normal back. Things will get back to normal. It might take another few months before they do, but I'd love to meet you.
I know.
I would. I'd love to meet you and have a chat with you. Because I know you're full of stories.
Yeah.
And you love chatting, don't you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So listen, Alice, I just want to wish you a very happy Christmas. Yeah, thank you so much.
Doing this, and would you please, Chad is doing plenty of walks around the place. I've forgotten where they're doing them. Please, go to the Chad website page if you want to. If people want to donate, go to the Chad website page, and there would be there that you can donate to and stuff like that.
This is the virtual run, walk or roll for CASA campaign you're talking about.
Yeah.
And people can just go onto the website, CASA's website, and find out more information about this.
Yeah, and donate that way, like.
So you can do it that way, so you can raise a few bob, because I know, you know, for organisations, it's been really difficult, in some cases impossible, to raise money this year, because we can't go around shaking buckets anymore. And we can't do things that we used to be able to do when we lived a normal before. And everything's changed, and the way organisations raise money now is very different than what it was before. They've been hugely affected, and it's people like you that feel the brunt of that. Am I right?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. We immediately feel the brunt of it, and stuff like that. So what I would say to people is, donate, and always have it, always looking for people to join as a member as well. So remember that, you can also go on the website and ask about that as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, listen, Alice, thank you so much for taking time out this morning. I know you have a busy schedule. I know that. They tell me things.
Yeah.
Alice, it was a real pleasure talking to you this morning. It was a real pleasure. And you know something? I want to talk to you on the radio again sometime. Will you do that with me?
Yeah, no problem.
Lovely,
absolutely.
Lovely. You're a
no
star,
problem.
Alice. You're a legend. You see, little birdies have been landing on my shoulder all morning telling me how good you are. They have. It's the truth.
I would do that.
Do that. Alice, listen.
That is a but to me, I would do absolutely anything I could for them to get
this. Oh, I know. You're a legend, Alice. That's what you are, a legend. Listen, thank you so much for being on the radio with me there this morning. It's been a real pleasure. It really has. And a very happy Christmas to you and to all of the people in the nursing home with you and those who care for you.
Yes.
Okay? And look, stay safe. Okay?
Yeah,
stay safe. And do what you have to do, okay? We're all in the same boat together, Alice. We're all in the same boat. We've got to wear our mask and wash our hands and stay two metres away from people, but it's keeping us alive and it's worked so far.
Alice, have a happy Christmas yourself.
Have a very happy Christmas too, Alice.
I've been doing this
job, Alice, for 17 years, and this has been one of the highlights for me. It has. It really has. It's been a pleasure. Alice, happy Christmas to you. Okay?
Anytime.
Great stuff, thank you. And a very happy new year as well. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, Alice.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Bye.
And I was joined there by Alice Wall, who is a service user of the Carers and Sharing Association, or CASA for short.